What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Joining us now is Congressman Ralph Norman, who's just put his name to a letter to Mike Johnson that I am dying to ask him about. Ralph Norman, here, can you bring him up, Tim? Okay, here we go.
Hey, Tara, I can hear you.
Hey, great. Good morning.
How you doing?
Great. Okay, so you are making some news. You're one of the 17 GOP Congress members, the only one from the upstate, to sign a letter to Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson, demanding that he get to work codifying President Trump's agenda. The people sent us here to deliver lasting change, not temporary relief. You point out in the letter, as do the others, that House Republicans have already introduced numerous bills to enshrine the Trump agenda, from securing the border to reining in the excesses of the administrative state. We urge you to make these bills a top legislative priority. And you guys say it is correct. Look, the next Democrat, president and maybe judges, Democrat judges too, with a stroke of a pen can just undo this stuff. You've written a letter. Why now? What is the concern?
Well, first of all, Tara, you know, the concern I have is that, and just like the letter said, this left who is trying desperately to take back the House and put Akeem Jeffries in charge will undo everything that President Trump is doing, from the tax cuts to the regulations, what the Doge Commission found. And I addressed this to the caucus yesterday that, you know, what Elon Musk has done has been almost a miracle, that he has gotten into the agencies. The taxpayers see where their money is going, and they don't like it. There's no way any American can say that, you know, funding walls in Libya and just things that are ridiculous, we need to codify those. And after I talked with him and told the conference that let's put, and I realize we're under reconciliation now, we're trying to get the budget in order, but we can walk and chew gum at the same time. There's nothing more important than codifying, put into law where the next Democrat administration, and we will have one at some point, but we've got 36 months to make something happen. And we just want to see it, you know, put into law. And mainly the tax cuts, because I don't think Americans realize how close we were, had Kamala gone in, to basically total socialism, price controls. Businesses were going to have to, you know, basically give up a good bit of their profits if they had any. And, I can go into what the tax cuts are and what we want codified. But there's just a lot of things on the table that we really need to get to work on. And even if it means, you know, we typically get out in August, we need to stay up here and work and actually do something that makes a difference to the American people. And hopefully we will.
You were brave to sign this. Again, you're the only one from the upstate to sign it. The main reason I had you on today is we are all baffled, Representative Norman. Take the Doge cuts, for instance, right? And a lot of the cuts that Trump has made that could be codified. Why are Republicans not doing this? Are they deliberately undermining Trump's agenda? Are they weak? What is going on? No one can understand this.
Well, I'm baffled about it, too. You know, all I hear up here, our Freedom Caucus members are really pushing this. But you have just a lot of members that, for whatever reason, they value returning to office more than life itself and think it'll alienate, certain parts of their constituency. And I'll give you an example, Medicaid. We have a sort of $1.1 billion expense for South Carolina, and the numbers of healthy people who are above the poverty line are getting a paycheck, and they have no visible means of income, and they can't go to work. Illegals that Obama and Biden put on the payrolls in South Carolina. And all over the country are getting a paycheck and not doing anything. Illegal should not, get a paycheck. If you're healthy and can go to work, you should not get paid. And so we're having to fight for that. And it continues to baffle me. The fight we have going now, and all these tax cuts are great, but a lot of them, we've got a spending problem in Congress. We don't have an income problem, and the tax cuts the economy's going to boom like we have never seen before. But if we're spending it in the wrong areas, then we're going backward. And so the fight you'll hear coming up is we want one big beautiful bill, but Medicaid in particular is where they can get a lot of savings, and it's the one agency that's basically out of control. So that's just one example, but. It's every dollar in Washington has got an advocate, and they fight. The lobbyists come out, the ones that are benefiting from it. And we're at a point in this country, we have to take a stand and say, no, we're not doing this. And even if it means, alienating some of your constituents, you have to do it because it's the right thing to do.
Wall Street Journal reported, but this is nuts, in just 5 years, the federal budget has gone from $4.45 trillion to $7.03 trillion. That is a 60% increase. Now, I thought surely the Republicans would come in and cut this mess. But we're on track to spend, to basically maintain the Biden level of spending. Maybe we'll get this $1.5 trillion over 10-year cut. That's over a whole decade, not each year, over a whole decade. But that's only 1.68% cut. The money we spent during COVID, we were supposed to spend one time, Representative. It's in there every year now. I don't even know what they're spending it on. They must have to work to find stuff to spend it on. Why can't Republicans cut this? This outrages people.
Well, and you would think that, the two examples I used, healthy yeah. Americans not working and illegals, that would be that's a gimme that you would all agree to. But it's just not. They want to campaign on conservatism and then do opposite. And it's time for accountability. And I told Jim Jordan yesterday that when are we going to have, all these hearings, holding all these people, drag them up, get them before the committees, and there's no consequences to them. And one thing that Trump is trying to do is put consequences on some of these people who are saying one thing to their constituency and doing opposite. It makes no sense.
Representative Norman, this is a pet peeve of mine. We know these judges are absolutely out of control. It's a judicial coup. They're doing nationwide injunctions. We know they can't do that. They're ruling on immigration cases. They don't have the authority to do that. This is the federal district judges. And the House, which you serve in, to their credit, did pass a bill to rein in some of this. But it was a bill they knew would take two-thirds votes in the Senate. They know that there aren't two-thirds votes in the Senate. It's effectively dead. Well, as Mike Davis points out in the Federalist this morning, and we could go ahead and just yank these judges out of their judgeships. The founders did it, and we could do it with a majority vote. In other words, 50 plus one. We theoretically have the votes to do this, both in the House and the Senate, but that is not what they sent over. In other words, this is a game. We'll send the bill over that takes two-thirds votes in the Senate, but we won't send the one over to rein in the judges that takes only 50 plus one. Is the Republican leadership secretly rooting for these judges to slow Trump down, to keep the flow of the illegals into America, to keep illegals in America? Are they secretly rooting for these judges, or are they just weak? What is going on here? Why don't we advance the bills that will take care of the problem? We only advance the ones that don't.
Just what you said. Some of them want to undermine Trump, and then the others, they're just scared to do anything. And you know, we're fighting. We got to fight on so many levels here. The Democrats are. If you're a Democrat in today's world, you're a socialist. You really are. You believe in government is their god, and they think that they ought to control everything instead of what made this country great, which is, you know, capitalism, entrepreneurship, starting your own business. And, you know, a lot of members, just have never, with the judges particularly, they're scared of them, which we elect judges. I mean, it's up to us. They work for us. We don't work for them. But we got the same problem in South Carolina. I mean, look what almost happened on the circuit court. We got a supermajority in the House of Representatives, and they put a guy up that was a Democrat candidate who was totally, you know, pro-choice, pro-gay rights, and he was the only one left, and thank God they stopped it. But judges are one of the key areas that nationwide we have to address, and we could do it up here, but there's no willpower to do it, unfortunately.
Real quick, Representative Norman, it scared me personally to watch the bond market wobble a few weeks ago when it wasn't clear for a while people were going to keep buying our bonds. You know what happens if our bonds, our treasuries are not bought, people who own them might start dumping them. We could have an absolute crash of the dollar. That's how much trouble the spending by Congress is getting this country into. I mean, this is why Trump's in Saudi Arabia right now, groveling to Al-Qaeda in Syria, because the head of Saudi Arabia wants him to, and we're just praying OPEC keeps up the petrodollar so the whole thing doesn't crash. I mean, it could happen any moment. We saw that with the wobbling of the bond market. Do people in Congress not read the news? Do they not? Maybe they don't understand the news. How much danger they're putting the dollar and the solvency of the entire American financial system in with this printing? I mean, it's not just greed. It's not just high interest rates. It is really legitimately terrifying. Are they just financially illiterate? Don't care? I've always wanted to know. What do you think?
Again, combination of the two. A lot of them are illiterate. I mean, when you talk about bonds, and you've got to have a buyer for bonds. Asked Kevin Roberts. I had the conservative opportunist, and he heads up Heritage. I said, and our group asked, what's it going to take to wake up Congress to know that we've got a serious financial crisis now? And he said a complete crash. When we wake up one day and nobody wants to buy our bonds, much less, you know, with the Treasury, if interest rates tick up 1%, we're in trouble. If it's over 4%, we've got a problem. But we're going to wake up one day and debt's going to override anything we do. And you're right. We are proposing the 1.5 trillion cuts with hopefully two. It's a teardrop in the ocean. We ought to be cutting, you know, 15, 20 trillion, but the appetite's just not there. And, you know, unfortunately, the bottom line, a lot of these guys on Republicans are just weak. They are scared of not coming back, alienating part of their constituency. And it's beyond that now. We've got to make the cuts, and we're doing what we can, but we're going to hold this thing up. If we don't have Medicaid reform where we get illegals off the list, that's going to help South Carolina and really
hold on
all
just
the
a
states.
Sec. Hold on, stop the music, Tim. You just said something, Ralph Norman. Can you stay with me for a minute? I just got to ask you right now. You said we're going to hold this thing up. Freedom Caucus is going to hold this thing up because you're breaking news right now.
Well, what we're going to do if it ends up like I think it is, if they're not really, if they're delaying implementing a lot of these rules, we're going to vote against it. And
the Freedom Caucus?
Yeah. Yes. And other members, not just us. I'm all ahead of budget. Jody Arrington has done a great job. But we got a meeting today. We're going to decide we either do what we say we're going to do, or we're just going to hold it up and sit up here and sit as long as it takes to get at least these menial things passed. And not 4 years down the road. What they're trying to do, Tara, is put it off. Even on the illegals with Medicaid, put it off 4 years. Well, why 4 years? We can't bind another administration. So, but the good news is, I don't want to be that pessimistic. The good news is we've got a commander-in-chief that's doing the right things.
Yes.
But we've got to back him up and convince him that this is critical to do. And the president's got the big picture. A lot of the details we're going to inform him on because it's that serious. And, you know, I don't want to have to wait to a crisis where no one buys our bonds.
Yeah.
We're stuck. And that's when we're going to realize the cancer will have spread so far that I don't know how we revive the patient, if for lack of a better description.
So just to be clear, you're saying you will hold up Trump's big, beautiful bill over this. And
yes.
Not just you, the Freedom Caucus. You're talking about the Freedom Caucus.
Yeah, all we can lose is three. We're not getting any help from the Democrat Party. And you got a couple that are not going to vote for it for different reasons. But this is legitimate, and hopefully we need President Trump's help to get on the phone and call those who are holdouts and use his leverage, which he has.
Ralph Norman, Representative Ralph Norman, what you did signing that letter with the other 16 took a tremendous amount of courage. What you're saying to me right now takes a lot of courage. No one else in our delegation is doing it. Testament to that. I just want to personally take a moment to thank you.
Well, it's such a, you know, we have a great country. We've got to protect it. And debt is going to kill us if we don't
yes.
deal with it.
Yeah, it will. All right, I'm out of time. Representative Norman, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like major breaking news this morning on the Tara Show, Ralph Norman, one of the 17 who signed a letter to Mike DeKnife Johnson, our supposedly Republican, but hard to tell, Speaker of the House, saying that he needs to stop holding up Trump's agenda, essentially. Broke on the show. They can only lose three votes. He says they're going to lose a lot more, including his, that would halt, grind Trump's big, beautiful bill to a halt. They don't want to obviously hurt Trump's agenda. He loves Trump's agenda, as he explained. It's just everything that the bill is larded down with. It's Biden levels of spending and then some. Allows illegal immigrants, more than a million of them, to stay on Medicaid. Just a total disaster, he was explaining. And he said that, you know, Trump may not realize a lot of this stuff that's in there. And he said, we want to work with Trump, but we're going to grind the bill to a halt. We're going to stop it. Good. So this is a family fight that we need to have. That's good. Because, folks, we're going broke. We just watched the bond market wobble. It was absolutely terrifying. I think it scared Trump, too. I think that's part of why he's in Saudi Arabia with the full show for us. He's trying to shore up the dollar. Specifically the petrodollar. It's all connected. But this is big national news, that big, beautiful bill not going anywhere right now in the House. Ouch. And our own Ralph Norman, a part of it. I'm so proud of him for doing that. That's why I backed him in the primary. He's always been a good guy. He still is a good guy. And these are the fights that he doesn't shy away from. And I've always appreciated that. So, you know, we bash a lot of people here when they get stuff right. We let you know that, too. I know this will be a headache for Trump, but we got to have his fight with Congress. It's coming, and we don't have time to go broke in the meantime. So, all right. Coming up next, I explained this whole Medicaid cut thing. Where do you find out why Gavin Newsom just suspended the program. Do you know illegals were getting free health care on your dime in California? Yeah, Newsom said he was going to get tough. He's going to start charging them $100 a month. Poor babies. Starting in 2027. What do you pay for health care a month? Bet you it's more than $100. But you're an American citizen, so. Sucker. Democrats are hysterical. Oh, yeah, people are going to lose their Medicaid. It's terrible. Who? Oh, yeah, it's absolute cruelty. And what's really cruel would be allowing the bond market to collapse and the dollar with it, but they don't care about that. But who are these people who might be losing their Medicaid under the cruel, cruel Republican agenda? They don't say. Of course, Democrats don't say. Here's why. Kennedy explained it yesterday. You know what's interesting about this clip to me? This is RFK Jr. A lot of these Democrat talking points get repeated, and you can tell, one of the key tells where you could tell their lies, there's not a lot of details. When they say things like, Elon Musk is going to take your grandma's Social Security check. How? Whose check has he taken to date? Can you give us a name or a number of how many people lost their checks? Or he's going to take, Elon Musk, he's a Doge, they're going to steal your information. How do you know? Whose information? Can you give us some details? What proof do you have? There's never any details. This Medicaid thing is just like that. Well, people are going to lose. People are going to lose. Who? What people? Oh, look, there's a squirrel. And you know what's really interesting about this clip? As RFK is testifying yesterday and the Democrats throw at him, you're going to take our Medicaid. I don't think the Democrat knows what he's talking about. I truly don't think he knows the details of what he's saying when he says we're going to cut Medicaid. Now, they want to cut Medicaid for some people. But it did not appear the Democrat here knows which people we're talking about. And that's kind of important. It turns out those people are illegal immigrants, over a million of them on your Medicaid dime, and fraudsters. You know, in other words, Democrat voters or future Democrat voters.
About half of my district is on Medicaid. And the recent budget that is being discussed in the House right now would leave 50,000 people in my community without health insurance. So, Secretary Kennedy, my question for you is, why do you think that a community like mine doesn't deserve access to that same basic health care provided by Medicaid that you benefited from? So do you disagree with the cuts that are being proposed for Medicaid right now?
I don't know if you understand this or whether you're just mouthing, you know, the Democratic talking points. The cuts to Medicaid are for fraud, waste, and abuse. And I'll tell you what that means. Because of DOGE, we were able to determine, and it's about 8 million people who would be affected. Because of DOGE, we were able to determine that there are a million people who are claiming Medicaid from multiple states. That's illegal. It's theft. You're not allowed to do that. There are another million people who are collecting both under Obamacare and
Secretary, this has nothing to do with the budget that's
actually being proposed. These are the only cuts that are being made. These are the only cuts that are being made.
He doesn't know.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. There are another million illegal aliens. We announced a law yesterday, a rule yesterday, we're not going to pay illegal aliens anymore. And guess what Gavin Newsom did this morning? He said, we're going to take all the illegal aliens off the California Medicaid rolls because the feds aren't paying for them anymore. So the compassion and.
He doesn't know. He doesn't. He's just repeating Democrat talking points. He doesn't even know who the people are who are going to be removed. And here's the thing, as Ralph Norman just told us, Republicans are in such absolute mortal terror. They want to keep the illegals on the Medicaid. Just so nobody can say, hey, they're trying to take the illegals off the Medicaid. They're trying to take people. Who are people? Illegals. That's who people are. The illegals. Unbelievable. In this country, with the internet, everything we have, anyway, I don't think that Democrat congressman had any idea what he was talking about. I think that was the first he heard of who these people are. He thinks half the people in his district are going to lose Medicaid. I wish. Folks, it's actually the opposite of that. They were just, Congress was just blistered by the Wall Street Journal. The GOP surrenders on Medicaid. It's actually the opposite of what Democrats are seeing right now. One way that they could cut Medicaid is by taking able-bodied men off of it if they don't work. If you're able-bodied and you're not working, why are you on Medicaid? I don't know. By far, but far more notable is that the bill fails to end Medicaid's outrageous bias toward prime-aged men who can work. The feds pay 90% of the cost of able-bodied adults eligible for Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, but only roughly 50 to 77%, forget this, pregnant women, the blind, and the disabled. This is crazy. You know what? So this is basically, would you like Medicaid so you can play video games all day? So what the Wall Street Journal is, look, we could make a big cut here if we added a work requirement. Okay, you're poor, we'll put you on Medicaid, you got to work. Nope. Sometimes I can't tell if Democrats are in charge or if Republicans are. And for this, folks, here's the thing. This bill, as far as Medicaid goes, with the exception of cutting the illegal immigrants off and those committing fraud, this bill codifies Barack Obama's Medicaid expansion. If Republicans weren't in charge, Democrats would be championing this, giving speeches about it and supporting it. Instead, they're voting against it based on lies. So once again, we have the Republicans out there passing the Democrat agenda. It's crazy. Texture writes, I agree with you on principle and respect conviction, but let me ask you this. If you were worried about going broke, what do you think is going to happen? And it trails off. I'm sorry. I'd love to read the rest of that, but I don't. It doesn't. Yeah, I don't know. Text raised, Norman is a great, we'll read another one. Norman is a great snapshot of why the Republicans consistently lose in these situations. You could take the half a loaf and fight for another day for the rest. Instead, you'll starve by being the purist who wants it all. This is stupid and not how politics works. Oh, no. Listen to what Ralph Norman said. He said, I don't think Trump even knows some of the stuff that's in the bill. We want to talk to him, get his attention, get his backing for cutting it out. And look, as Norman was explaining, this idea, we'll pass the biggest spending package ever. We'll print $3 trillion deficit instead of two. We'll never get inflation down, so we're going to lose the midterms by upping what we're printing here. That's not winning. That's not winning. And here's the thing, folks. You want to recenter this. And this is what I made the centerpiece of that interview. The bond market wobbled a few weeks ago. You had the Japanese hesitate to buy our bonds because they weren't sure they were in long-term investment, a good long-term investment. That's how close to the edge we are. And what I mean by that is Japanese read all this stuff about tariffs. They got scared. They said, you know what? We don't maybe need to keep our reserves here in treasuries. What does that mean? One economic hiccup, one virus gets out. Don't put it past China. Let another one out to scuttle these tariff situation. One sneeze, one snafu. And that bond market wobble, it's going to look like an earthquake if we keep printing like this and debasing our currency. So what this poster is saying, put it off, fight another day. We've been doing that for 20 years. That's how we got here. How we got to a point where one sneeze, not an actual economic problem, but talk of maybe having an economic problem, causes entire critical countries to walk away from our treasury markets, causes the bond market to wobble in a way that scared even Trump and he backed off the tariffs. That other day we were going to put off to fight till, that day's today. The day came. We can't go forward this way. And again, Norman's not talking about a perfect bill. He's just talking about just some of the worst outrages. Just 6 weeks ago, they tanked the stock market with two key lies. Number one, we were going to go into a recession because of Trump's tariffs. And number two, Trump's tariffs would cause inflation. Hard to believe that was just 6 weeks ago. Just now breaking. Core PPI, that's the producer price index, key indicator of inflation. Producer prices fell? Went away. I thought we were on the verge of Armageddon. I thought Trump's tariffs were going to cause inflation. They caused a stock market crash, claiming that. Oh, the hysteria. Didn't matter what channel you had it on. Fox Business, CNN Business, CNBC. The end was nigh. Trump was destroying the stock market and the economy. The future of America was all over. Wait. So not only did we not get inflation, producer prices fell 0.5% in April. That's huge. That's, by the way, the biggest drop since 2009. Core PP slipped 0.1%. It's the first dip in 5 years. Egg prices plunged 39.4% year over year. Final demand up 2.4%. That's fantastic. So it's not stagflationary, in other words. That's fantastic. Wait a minute. Did we not just crash the market like 6 weeks ago on, you know, on the, just if surely on a, you know, a purely on a hysteria? This is not supposed to be happening. No. This is supposed to be impossible. Tariffs were going to cause inflation. Folks, can I take a victory lap? Who told you that wasn't going to happen? Me. And I explain why. Tariffs can't cause inflation. It's impossible. Only printing money causes inflation. There's nothing else on earth that causes it. Ergo, tariffs couldn't cause inflation. Now, that tariffs might cause prices to go up, but that's not inflation. I said, no, it can't be right. Look, folks, these people from Yale with PhDs in economics, they all know. If I know that, they know that. They were lying. They were lying to tank the market because they were throwing a toddler-style temper tantrum to stop Trump's tariffs. You didn't fall for it. You didn't sell your stock. And Trump just humiliated the entire financial media. This is awesome. I love watching this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.